partnering with USAID, Intel, the Council on International Education Exchange, to bring Girl Rising, our film, our tools, our curriculum, to three target countries over the next 2 years: India, Nigeria, and Democratic Republic of Congo. We're going to be localizing the film into local languages, using Bollywood stars and Nollywood stars, so that we can create local resonance with the messages that are raised in the film and create as much impact in raising awareness in those three countries, in creating behavior change at the community level so that decision makers are making investments in girls' education, and that we can actually inspire conversations at the policy level to change the rules that right now make it that much more difficult for girls and women to be successful. I think the challenge here is that, of course, you can never look at girls' education in a vacuum. It's not as simple, actually, as just putting girls into a classroom. They have to be in quality classrooms. They have to have well-trained teachers. They have to be safe as they travel to school. They have to have the support structures at home necessary to continue their education, not having to care for other children and their family.
These issues have been ongoing for many years. So how much longer do you think it might take before we actually see lots of progress happening with regard to these issues?
For me, it's really about thinking how we can raise up women and girls and create more opportunities for them to be valued, as opposed to being disempowered, as opposed to being disenfranchised, having their property taken away, having their bodies' rights been taken away. What we need is the urgency, but also deep collaboration and partnership as a movement to really accelerate the progress that we can make over the next several years. We have to be really deeply embedded into the community and be listening to our local partners around how we can most effectively target specific audiences. There are several of our partners who are really making an effort to work with younger generations of boys so that they grow up with sensitivity around the ways that women are treated in their communities and in their families, frankly. So we really have to be entering a country like India with a lot of deep reverence as well as passion to understand what is going to be most effective around an issue such as early marriage. Marriage is a deeply sensitive issue in that country. And so we have to be just very respectful and very sensitive, even while we enter with a lot of urgency and passion about making a change for women and girls.